A shelter-in-place order might sound like an ideal situation for the book publishing industry. More time spent at home might encourage readers to begin reading and writers to wrap up projects they've put off for years. But quarantine isn't necessarily a publishing utopia. Bookstores have temporarily shut their doors, for one, and publishers have delayed the release of new books, canceled promotional events, and laid off staff. That's definitely been the case for the larger publishers. But what about smaller, independent publishing houses without a large corporate backing and network? Publishers like Deeds Publishing, based in Athens.
Interestingly, the COVID-19 hasn't hurt us because as long as you can sit with your laptop computer, doesn't matter where you are, you can get the work done. You know, we don't care where an author is because with the electronics, with email, with Zoom, with phone calls, you can be in next door or you can be on the West Coast or wherever.
That's Bob Babcock, the CEO of Deeds Publishing, which specializes in nonfiction military history, memoirs, and coffee table books. Amid bookstore shutdowns and declining print sales, Deeds hasn't suffered, he said. Their operations have changed only to satisfy social distancing measures. Submissions have increased too, and he expects them to continue increasing into the fall.
I think COVID-19 is going to help the publishing industry because people who are bottled up in their homes looking for something to do are finding time now that they didn't have before versus being bored to death. They'll start writing.
That optimism is a contrast from independent bookstores, which sit at the opposite end of the supply chain, and larger commercial publishers with hefty overhead costs. Another Athens-based publishing house, Bilbo Books, hasn't had to take any cost-cutting measures, though it has noticed the overall publishing process slowing down. Here's Bowen Craig, the co-founder of Bilbo.
Print times with the printers we're using are longer, sometimes three times as long right now, just because they can't have as many people inside the actual building as they could pre-pandemic. And I totally understand that, but because time is not as much of a constant as we may think it is. In fact, I think time seems different now than it did in January. All aspects of it are slowed down, but not egregiously so.
There are clear challenges presented to smaller publishers. They're very much at the mercy of the workflow of writers. And if writers are discouraged from writing the great American novel because of financial hardship or shifting priorities, they're out of luck.
I think we are seeing some people who, or it's more complex than that. Some people who put off something for a while finally have the time to do it, but that really depends more than anything on an author's financial situation. Because if you have to work right now, then you have to work. Feeding your family is still more important.
Bowen doesn't believe the pandemic will permanently impact the publishing industry, at least in a way with lasting consequences. It's easy to predict the pandemic to change consumer habits, particularly when choosing to buy locally as opposed to Amazon, which the industry calls the 600-pound gorilla in the room. But the death of the book is far off, he said, and the industry will outlast the virus.
I don't think you can ever kill the bookstore. With each piece of new communication technology in the 20th century, they predicted the death of the book. With the radio, with TV, Lord knows with the internet, and it hasn't happened. People cherish books. People put books under their pillow in a way they don't with Kindles. Books aren't going anywhere because as much as this is predicted every time. And I don't know, it's one of those sort of repeating zeitgeist news stories that is crazy to people who are in the industry because it never actually happens. Books are so important to who we are, especially in a college town, that I think there'll be one of the things that can remind us that we're a resilient people, that we can get through something as immense as a global pandemic, something I couldn't even wrap my head around a year ago, and now is an omnipresent reality. I just think it's a celebration of life, lack of a better term.
For Athens News Matters, I'm Gemma DiCarlo.